Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All four suffered fatal gunshot wounds, and Eric Burgum expired as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Garcia says detectives believe Eric Burgum murdered his wife, then his mother, then his father before turning the gun on himself. Congressional candidate Nick Langworthy wants a repeal of bail reform laws after the shooting death of 40-year-old Kiera Benefield. Langworthy says the person of interest, Adam Benefield, had been arrested on a slew of charges earlier this week, but none qualified for bail, allowing him to return to the streets. Suspended West Seneca police officer Ryan J. Miller pleaded guilty before Erie County Court Judge Kenneth Case Friday to a count of grand larceny and a count of scheme to defraud. Between January of 2018 and April of this year, Miller stole merchandise from home improvement retailers and other big box stores throughout the area. Once the merchandise was in his possession, Miller would steal the items, according to prosecutors, by either canceling an online order while inside of the store or by leaving the store without paying for the items. Miller admitted to stealing nearly $32,000 in merchandise. Miller faces up to 7 years in prison when he is sentenced on March 27th. He remains suspended from the police force and is out on his own recognizance. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to WBEN.
I think if you're approaching or already in retirement and you've done a great job of saving, you don't need just a financial planner. You need a retirement specialist.
Michael Heburn, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
We specialize in helping retirees generate income, pay less in taxes, and make their money last throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors specializes in retirement planning for high net worth individuals. Call or text now, 716-727-5047, or go online to levelfa.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for brisk and breezy conditions today with intervals of clouds and sun. A shower can't be ruled out across the southern tier, a high of 54. An evening shower in spots tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies, a low of 44. Breezy and a bit warmer tomorrow with clouds and sun. Again, a shower cannot be ruled out near the lake, a high of 61. And Monday, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 61. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Brandon Buckingham.
Thanks, Brandon. Mostly cloudy skies, 46 degrees in Buffalo.
Hammer time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Our dialogue with Peter Hunt continues. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. We spent the 9 o'clock hour with Peter Hunt, and now Peter's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour as we tag team on the whole arena of real estate and home renovations and how it impacts you here in Western New York. And we ended the show on a high note, Peter, with the idea that Buffalo is a good place to be right now based on the resurgence of what we're seeing in our community and also on the fact of the stability that exists here. And what I think to be a little bit of an uptick in the prospective industries that might be coming to our area.
There's no question about that. I think we're seeing one of the great things that we have here in Western New York is a tremendous industrial infrastructure. And for many years, as you know, that's really been, I guess, downtrodden for lack of a better term. But beginning maybe, I'm not sure exactly how long ago, because of our cost of labor, for example, the supply of labor that was rumored to be so great here, and I think it was for a long time, we saw industry get reintroduced to Western New York. And in addition to that, we had a collection of government incentives to bring industry back, and I think for the most part it's been quite successful. And what we've seen, in particularly in the industrial segment of the commercial real estate world, extremely high demand, mm-hmm. very low supply. And I've interviewed Tom Kacharski from Invest Buffalo Niagara here several times, and it's a chronic problem here. So
interesting.
So there's great demand for.
So let's talk about that as it relates to, you know, Buffalo being a secret. And one that we hold dear of how, you know, much we revere our community. And yet you have people coming into our community and investing heavily, i.e. Douglas Jamal. What does he see? And I think I know the answer, but I want to hear your perspective. What does he see that we may be missing about our community?
Well, I don't know. I think he'd have to answer that as question himself. But you know, I know people that work with him extensively, and there's no question that what he sees here, number one, is value. And he also sees high-quality architecture that may have been overlooked. For example, Skidmore, Owings & Merrill designed what used to be the HSBC Tower, mm-hmm. which is now Seneca One or One Seneca. I think people completely ignored the quality of the architecture in that building, not to mention the fact that it was the way it was built and originally designed was to block out the view of the expressway, the ugliness that was on the other side of that. And that was part of what the Knox brothers wanted to do way back when it was Marine Midland Bank. And it was genius in a way. And it would also provide an anchor to the Central Business District on that end of town, as opposed to just letting it kind of whittle away down to the, you know, an ugly waterfront. Mm-hmm. So what they did really was, in their own way, really create a desire for that whole waterfront to be redeveloped. And it took a long time, but it's happening now. And there again was a relatively good partnership between government and the private sector. Government put in, I think, somewhere $50, $60 million when we've interviewed Robert Gioia and Jordan Levy, who have been deeply involved in that process. And the return was hundreds of millions. So he had to see that there was investment going on all around him. What Paul Kolkmeier did when he bought the three major buildings in downtown Buffalo and what his plans were. And the demand for just the opportunity to live downtown. There was very little, and there still remains way too little, Central Business District housing opportunities.
That fact just amazes me that there is such a shortage of living downtown, A, and B, that we were, you know, raised in the era that you didn't live downtown, you worked downtown, and now that's flipped.
Well, hopefully it will flip even more, because one of the things about, I guess, classic urban studies is that there's a live-work-play combination that has to exist for any urban setting to be truly healthy.
Yeah. I can tell you firsthand, when we decided to move our business home to Clarence, it was such a fulfilling, you know, idea. And what's been most fulfilling, though, is living and working in the same town. It warms my heart to think that our business is right where we live. So there's something to be said about that.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one of the things that we got used to in the environment that you described earlier, where you lived in the suburbs and you worked downtown,
right,
is a thing called a commute. A commute is a nice idea, and you know, they're the largest metropolitan areas. They created suburbs just because there was nothing available.
There wasn't enough real estate.
In town,
right,
so you lived outside of town. And the commute became part of the workday because, you know, you read the paper, you update, you know, you worked on your paperwork, and then ultimately with the explosion of cellular technology, you could start your workday as soon as you got on the train. But now it's different. You know, now people are saying, you know what, that's kind of a waste of time, and I want to be where the action is. COVID interrupted all of that, and we're seeing a major readjustment right now, and I don't know what that's going to look like.
Right. We saw it during COVID, and of course, post-COVID, it seems to continue. And we can have a dialogue about this as well as how it's impacted your industry. But I can tell you, this whole idea of working from home has had and is having a major impact on our industry as far as how people use their homes and having to have that Zoom room or that, you know, closed off office space where they could have a work day inside their own domicile.
And certainly our real estate professionals are severely tuned into that. They're looking at space when they go into list a house. They're looking at spaces that they can market as just what you're saying, the work from home setting. And it could be a bedroom. It could be the basement. But we're seeing this across the board. And to be able to market it that way definitely adds to the value of the home.
A customer, this is almost... It's almost amazing to be able to tell this story, but it's true. A customer got in trouble. She got written up because she had her kids home while she was trying to work from home.
Got written up?
Yep. She got a disciplinary write-up for having her children in her house while she was technically on the clock. And so... You know, so now that employer is expecting her to put her children in daycare, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not be in part of that, you know, and part of the workspace where she was working in.
I don't know if I understand that or not from the employer standpoint, but I certainly understand that there is something lost about the corporate culture, whatever that may be in any given company, when people are physically so far apart. We were just talking about this among our people this week in several different settings, and there's no question that everybody really benefits from being together, although some people are just not going to do it. And so that's just the way it is.
Well, as we both walk in these doors every Saturday, you know, usually there isn't a lot of people here on Saturdays, but guess what? There's not a lot of people here during the week anymore either. So you're wondering what's going to happen right where we're broadcasting from in this complex here.
It's happening all across the country right now. Only just 2 weeks ago, there was some study that came out that said only 47.5% of all employees are back physically in their work environment. And that would include, you know, everybody from hospitals to the traditional office worker. I think there's going to be a long runway here before we adjust to something that's going to be that, quote, new normal.
New normal. Yeah, I hate that term.
I hate it too.
803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning as we have an interesting discussion with Peter Hunt. And you can participate in that if you'd like at 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and running. 716-803-0930. You can write your question in there if you'd like to not wait on hold. Any way you'd like to participate in the program, we'd love to have you. Certainly broadcasting as well as we do every week on Facebook Live. You can watch the show there. You can write your question in there as well. And always be sure to check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division, all on display at the Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. We've got a new building going up across the street from us. Tractor Supply depot is coming in there, and so that's a new neighbor we'll have soon. So come out and see us sometimes. We'd love to be able to show you our beautiful building and invite you to our cooking school. We've got a class this Monday, and I've got a couple spots still open. If you'd like to participate, go to cortez.net and register to be part of our cooking school. October the 10th, Magical Marche. We're traveling to a lesser-known region of Italy, Marche, and we're going to make Italy's best, biggest and best lasagna. So that's coming up this Monday. Go to cortez.net and register for the 10th of October, the 7th of November. We're going to Bologna, and the 5th of December, Holiday Traditions. And we have a whole new bunch of classes we'll be announcing in the weeks ahead for the new year coming. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to, let's see, where are you sitting today, Gabriel?
Well, I'm actually sitting in the town of Clarence, and you talk about remote, and today I'm remote.
You're home. You didn't want to say you were home, but that's okay. We know because, I asked you that only because we know that your job title has changed, and now you're a roaming banker.
Correct. Yeah, so I'm handling mortgages. Helping in that facet full time now. So I do have a passion for lending and helping people, and that's kind of what we do at Lakeshore Savings Bank. We really have a passion to put people first.
There you go. Well said. And of course, we have the 2.5 home equity line of credit that continues fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever. What a remarkable product that is. And also the CD rates are important to point out too, because they're remarkable as well.
Yeah, you know, that home equity at 2.5%, still knocking it out of the park. We've had this now for a few years, and we still continue to take in a lot of applications. We're getting them processed. And you know what? Anybody who has equity in a home, you really should have a home equity line of credit through Lakeshore Savings Bank, because it's just like having a savings account. As you need it, you just write a check, and you can advance from it. If you never use it, it doesn't cost you a penny.
And at 2.5, you can still put up the air quotes around the term free money.
Absolutely. You know, and as far as mortgage rates, yeah, they're up a little bit, but there's no reason why, you know, somebody who is looking to add that addition, we can do that future home value mm-hmm. loan on it, mm-hmm. Help them out, and later down the road, if they want to refinance, you know what, they're going to save money in the end anyway.
It seems like there's a tug of war going on in the interest rates for mortgages right now, Gabriel. They go up and then they come back down a little.
They do. We just dropped our rates slightly on Friday, they are going up and down, and we're watching the market, we're watching competitors, and we're staying as competitive as we can be. So definitely give us a call, find out what the rates are, let us give you a payment, and put you on something that's affordable.
So what number are we going to use for you, Gabriel?
My direct line is 803-6027.
Repeat that, Gabe.
803-6027. 27.
Gabe Mantalena from Lakeshore Savings Bank for 131 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, it's Donna from the Ideal You Weight Loss Center. Our new location on Sheridan Drive at Parker and Tonawanda is now open. To celebrate, new members can join any Ideal You Weight Loss Center for just $99 through October 31st. We'll help you achieve your health and weight loss goals. On average, our clients lose 2 or more pounds per week with our physician-endorsed weight loss program. To get started, go to idealu.com for details.
Call 631-THIN.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Hello, this is AAA. What's up, champ? Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez Louise. Is it more of a hiss or a chick-chick-chick? Mm-hmm. You see, they just don't make them like they used to. Oh, you're at the corner of Main and Maple? Be there in a jiff.
AAA, it's like calling dad, if he had a fleet of tow trucks and a quick response time. For roadside assistance and more, become a member today at AAA.com.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right, a new garage door, they got that. How about epoxy coating your floor? Yeah, love mine. How about organizing your garage too? Yeah, all these things available at Gorilla Garage Gear. 716-715-6927. 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And right now, folks, if you buy a new garage door at Gorilla, you'll save $100 on that installation. If you combine that garage door with an epoxy floor coating, it's a $300 discount. And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and storage, how about a whopping $500 off. Yep, it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Gorilla Garage Gear. Everything for your garage at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests
That's
join
part of
me
your contract
in a discussion of
too.
All aspects of real estate
These liners
and anything
are part of your
that impacts
contract.
You as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm Listening reminds you that you are not alone and that talk saves lives. There's a new national hotline for mental health-related distress, 988. When you call or text 988 from any phone, you will be connected directly with trained counselors in over 200 crisis centers nationwide. They can get you the help you need anytime, anywhere. 988, the new national suicide prevention lifeline. Talk saves lives. And with 988, talking is only three digits away. Find out more at imlistening.org.
So we had the question come up when we were building the Come Home to Cortese headquarters. What window are we going to use? Well, I said, don't think too long and hard of that. My friend Bill Horbert's going to take care of us, and he did. The Marvin window is what we have in our beautiful brand new building. And we use the essential fiberglass window. Essential window, 100% fiberglass, fiberglass in, fiberglass out. If you didn't know this, fiberglass is a more stable environment than vinyl and a longer lasting window too. And it's color fast. Ours are black and there's a rainbow of colors available. Check everything out for your window needs at Big L Windows and Doors. They're located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. The phone number is 716-895-8484 and online at biglwindows.com. The Marvin window line, the Therma-Tru door line. Look for Bill Horbert Sr. Ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get at Big L, the total trust guarantee and the right thing. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1024 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortese, a special guest in studio, Peter Hunt, who hosts the hour before us, the Hunt Real Estate Hour. And Peter, it's a great combination of dynamics between your industry and ours. And I've enjoyed our discussion so far. Your hour was great. We covered a lot of ground.
We certainly did. And I appreciate you sharing your insights and also seeing how our industries do dovetail, which they do.
To the phones we go in Clarence, my hometown. Hello, Bob. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi. This is maybe a loaded question that will be difficult for you to answer, but I'm curious about the dynamics between the realtor, the remodeler, and the government. The government seems to control all you guys, and I wonder how much fear you actually have. You need to maintain your own business, of course, but so they have to kowtow to the government that much? Are they that powerful? Because I don't see a big cry from either of your industries to mitigate the taxes, which just stops so many people from evolving and blooming because of their confiscation. And so you got to walk a real delicate line. So please talk about the dynamics, if you would.
Well, that's a great question, but I will start by telling you that I don't necessarily agree that we're controlled. I think there's a lack of control, actually, in our industry. It's a very unregulated industry. You can enter our industry with the idea that you're going to get into our business, have a truck and some tools, and advertise your wares, and then proceed to fall on your face and leave a trail of destruction, you know, be in your wake. So we do not have a lot of regulation in the home renovation industry. So what am I saying? Well, do I want to see licensing? I think there needs to be a standard established in our industry that we don't have. As I said, you can enter our industry very easily. So everyone's cost of doing business varies greatly based on that. So in our case, because we're totally legitimate and we have all the proper insurances in place, obviously our costs are greater. So that kind of creates an imbalance within the home renovation industry.
In the real estate world, Bob, we have a slogan that goes something like this. It's easy to get into, it's easy to get out of, and you don't have to work while you're there because it's an independent contractor world. So the independent contractor laws are what govern what we do for the most part. That's the actual sales side of the industry. So to some extent, we're along the lines that Dominic describes. We are regulated in many ways. For example, fair housing. Mm-hmm. We have to adhere strictly to that. In the lending world, there is an enormous amount of regulation, and perhaps rightly so,
right?
Because we're in very sensitive territory when we're making a mortgage loan. So there's a lot of insurance. Our insurance business is highly regulated. So there's parts of our industry that are severely regulated, and to the extent that it's a good thing for the consumer, I think so.
I think consumers are obviously partly to blame here because they will hire somebody that's inexperienced and uninsured or underinsured and not be aware of what they're doing. So consumer education in that arena is so important. That's why I'm always waving the flag about how important it is to hire a contractor who's properly insured and that you should ask for that insurance. But it is, unfortunately, up to you. There's no government agency. There's some exceptions to this, but there's generally no government agency that's going to regulate a home improvement contractor's insurance levels.
One of the things that we do through our we have a contractor group, but like you have a group of affiliates that you work with, and we want to see, first of all, that they're properly insured, that if a license is required, that they have that license, and also we want references. We mm-hmm. want to know that there's not a wake of lawsuits or
exactly.
other problems behind them.
That's probably the best line of defense a homeowner could take in our case is to check references because there's no government agency doing that.
And I don't think a government agency doing that will add much. I think it's up to we're both in consumer beware industries.
True.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. And how you educate yourself as a consumer of our services or a consumer of your services is really, I think it's very important. But you can be duped in both of our industries.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. But I think, Bob, you've touched on a very good topic. Did we answer it well enough?
That was one phase I was interested in. I do have another question, but I won't take any more of your time at this moment.
Well, you can go ahead and ask it, and we'll answer it after the bottom of the hour news break. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess what I was really getting at is that the control of everything you do is really based on taxes. I know in my own personal case, I like to move into a larger house, but it's the taxes that are inhibiting me. But
okay.
I don't see anybody really complaining about that.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, and that's exactly what we wanted to gear the show towards, so we're going to do that. It is the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top more.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The identities of those killed in Thursday's murder-suicide in Newstead and Clarence were released by Sheriff John Garcia.
Deceased are 37-year-old Mary Beth Burgum, 64-year-old Nancy Burgum, 66-year-old Mark Burgum, and 43-year-old Eric Burgum. All four suffered fatal gunshot wounds, and Eric Burgum expired as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Garcia says detectives believe Eric Burgum murdered his wife, then his mother, then his father before turning the gun on himself. Congressional candidate Nick Langworthy wants a repeal of bail reform laws after the shooting death of 40-year-old Kiera Benefield. Langworthy says the person of interest, Adam Benefield, had been arrested on a slew of charges earlier this week, but none qualified for bail, allowing him to return to the streets. Suspended West Seneca police officer Ryan J. Miller pleaded guilty before Erie County Court Judge Kenneth Case Friday to a count of grand larceny and a count of scheme to defraud. Between January of 2018 and April of this year, Miller stole merchandise from home improvement retailers and other big box stores throughout the area. Once the merchandise was in his possession, Miller would steal the items, according to prosecutors, by either canceling an online order while inside of the store or by leaving the store without paying for the items. Miller admitted to stealing nearly $32,000 in merchandise. Miller faces up to 7 years in prison when he is sentenced on March 27th. He remains suspended from the police force and is out on his own recognizance. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
How do you increase the value of your home? Well, I can tell you, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. You can stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park, or you can see a mini version of their products at the Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Scroll up and see if there's anything.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS shoes and orthotics. It's summer and time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made and American crafted casual shoes, sandals, and sneakers. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for summertime sandals and sneakers at affordable prices. Love your feet again at SAS shoes, located conveniently at the Transit Town Plaza. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
The cold climate heat pump is the easier, simpler way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, honey, it's me, your heat pump. Aren't I making your life way easier every single day? I saw you, and you literally just lifted one finger and voila, comfort, just like that. Hey, it's me again, just giving you props for finally kicking out that ugly window AC. Okay, call me back.
A heat pump is easier, it's simpler, it says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Ava Roofing for a while now and how I feel about their excellent work. Well, I'm not alone, folks. Western New Yorkers have shouted from the rooftops and proclaimed Ava Roofing as the best roofing company in the Best of 716 poll. Congratulations to Anatoly and his family. Now, when you call Ava Roofing, you get an on-the-spot free estimate and project drawing. An expert foreman will show up, and you'll get a 10-year labor warranty on every roof. That's remarkable. Call 716-343-ROOF. 716-343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com to schedule your estimate. You can actually schedule your appointment right online. You'll learn more about their third annual roof giveaway, too. No purchase is necessary. More on that in the weeks ahead, because every dollar saved counts, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Are you ready for some savings? October 13th through 16th at Highmark Stadium. Free winterization Bills tickets, huge selection, and even huger savings. All at the Buffalo Bills RV Show powered by Colton RV. New Keystone Passports just $34,000. Or new Coachman Freelander Motorhomes under $90,000. The Buffalo Bills RV Show powered by Colton RV. 4 days only. Don't miss it. ColtonRV.com.
22 Keystone Passports, stock number in show 25312. 22 Coachman Freelander, stock number in show M24540.
Are you you ready for some savings? Are you ready for an upgrade? October 13th through the 16th at Highmark Stadium. Free winterization, Bills tickets, huge selection, and even huger savings. All at the Buffalo Bills RV Show powered by Colton RV. Plus, Friday and Saturday, we'll winterize your RV for free. Drain and treat your water system, inspect your seals, tires, and so much more. Please dump your tank ahead of time. The Buffalo Bills RV Show powered by Colton RV. 4 days only. Don't miss it. ColtonRV.com. Come back to the ultimate rock Christmas tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Live in concert. Thursday, December 22nd. Two shows at KeyBank Center. Millions have made this their must-see holiday event of the season. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. Produced by Metamorphic Concerts.
Odyssey celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month and this year's theme, Unidos. Ensuring diverse voices and perspectives are welcome to build stronger communities. More on the Odyssey app. And celebrate the sounds and stories of Hispanic heritage at odyssey.com/HHM.
Hammer time.
10:37 is Hammer Time on WBEN. Dominic Ortiz in studio with Peter Hunt. And Peter, of course, host of the Hunt Real Estate Hour before our hour. And Peter is part of a four-generation family business, just like Ortiz Construction's a three-generation. Peter, give us a little sense of the history of Hunt Real Estate.
We were founded by my grandfather in 1911 when he was just, I don't even know if he'd had his 21st birthday yet. He was born in 1890. And he really was a sole proprietor with a very limited span of control, not unlike your father who started your business. In other words, he didn't have ambitions to build a large company. He really wanted to be within eyesight of all the people that were working with him. And he had very tight control over each transaction. Every ad that we ran, he wrote for a long time. As a matter of fact, Joni Stoveroff found in her attic one of our old ads that my grandfather had done with a little drawing, which I have framed in my office.
Cool.
But he ran the business that way really all the way through the Depression.
What education did he have?
He had no college education, and he was really an entrepreneur from day one, he and his brother. They actually were in the auto business for a while too, a long time actually, my great uncle was. But when my father came back from World War II and graduated from college, from Colgate, he began to really to grow the residential business. For the most part, we were commercial real estate brokers up until that time. But interestingly, an antique dealer found an old calendar of ours from the 1930s, and my grandfather was in the mortgage business, was in the insurance business.
Wow.
Way back when. So our re-entry into that business later on was really just part of our tradition. I came into the business after college in the mid-70s and began a process of really trying to understand the business. There was
Did
no,
you have a plan B too, or was this always your plan?
Well, just like you, I studied government, not political science, but basically the same thing. And I had intentions of going to law school. But by the time my senior year rolled around, I just was, first of all, I didn't want to burden my parents with any more tuitions. And I really was not terribly excited about, I wanted to do something. I didn't want to just continue studying. So I came back home after running a little home improvement business of my own, really, in our college town with a friend of mine.
Were you properly insured?
We didn't have a clue. We had no idea what we were doing. But we had a lot of fun, and it was I actually ended that experience with about the same amount of cash as I started with, so I considered it a victory. But coming back into the business was very difficult for me because we had no training program. We had really no support infrastructure whatsoever. So part of my job initially, I'd tell my father about this, and he said, well, go out and build it then. Just go do what you got to do. So we built a training program. We started recruiting. We started building.
So he didn't limit your growth potential.
No, he was in the commercial business, and we had another family friend that was operating a residential business. And so my father really didn't know what was going on over there. So we began a process of rebuilding, or building, I guess, from the start. We had about 30 or so people at the time I came into the business, and we began a recruiting effort, and we doubled our size twice inside of a year and a half, and it seemed like that's the way we should go. We started building other offices, branch offices, and then went in the mortgage business in 1984. It's kind of a, that's a long story in itself, but that began what is now a 38-year experience. We rebuilt our insurance agency in 1988. We bought a title agency in 1992 with a partner, and then we bought the partner out in 1994. So that's part of our organization as well. So
now, when your children came along, how did you counsel them on entering the family business?
Very little, actually. What I told them was that I wanted them to that they would get an education, that we'd provide an education for them, and that we wanted them to pursue their dreams. I said, if you want to come into the business, there's three things you have to do. Number one, you have to have a superior undergraduate education. I don't care where you go, but I want you to experience, I want you to learn. I want you to come out of that with some intellectual tools. Secondly, you have to go work someplace else and have somebody tell you what to do. You have to get used to that. And thirdly, if you wanted to become part of the, administrative infrastructure of the business, you had to have a graduate degree in a related field. And so that was the criteria. And so right now, my son is our chief operating officer, having fulfilled those steps a long time ago, actually. My son-in-law runs our insurance agency. And another son-in-law has just joined our commercial business.
Awesome. You know, when the boys, came along, they worked in the field, which was great because they were learning the trade. And so all through high school and all through college, they experienced that. They both became master carpenters as a result of that incubation period. Post-college, I said exactly the same thing to them. You need to now go work somewhere else. And they both looked at me like, why would we want to do that? We like working here. And it's funny because that's never changed. They still like what they've done. So the best combination of attributes, you know, the skill of learning this field, in our case, is invaluable. And then having the degree to support helping manage the business. So it's a great combination. But the best thing about it, Peter, is that they have the respect of everybody in the field because they came from the field and they learned the field before they became managers of the company.
I think that's essential. My father always said to me, not directly or more indirectly than directly, that I had to know the business from the bottom up. And so
exactly.
I had to do the door-to-door routine just like we encourage our people to do. And it wasn't any more fun for me than it probably is for anybody.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that experience of meeting somebody brand new and really trying to prove value to them, I don't know how you could really go into any business. You do it every week.
Exactly.
And you do it every day with your customers, and we have to do the same thing.
Yeah. Now, a different line came with my daughter. She went to Canisius as well. All of us, the whole family went to Canisius. And when she graduated, she had been working for a company during college as an intern. They hired her post-college. So she was fulfilling that requirement of working somewhere else. She had really no field involvement as a young girl. But then post-college, she went to work for that company, and they closed a couple years after. And so then she came to me and said, you know, I've had a couple years of office management. I said, well, then it's perfect, because that's exactly what we need you to do now in the company. And as time has worn on, she has really shown that she is really truly the manager of the operation. So that's going to be, you know, her ongoing role.
I think that's great experience. And I think it's really kind of almost cruel to throw one of your kids into the business.
Exactly.
Because like when I was starting the business, I think there was the assumption that, you know, somebody gave him something.
The silver spoon thing. That's an interesting discussion unto itself. And how do you combat that false perception that we all have been given everything through a silver spoon?
It's a very difficult thing to do because there's, especially depending on the profile of your business. I've always said that our business, our industry has an unjustifiably high profile. We've got signs with our name on it in people's front lawns. So there's got to be assumption that we're making, you know, gads
sure.
of dough. And I think people don't really understand how difficult both of our businesses are. I mean, every day we have to recreate our customer base every year. I mean, we don't.
It's not really a focus.
You know, how often do people remodel their home?
Exactly.
Once every 10 years or something?
Exactly.
Upstate New York, statistically, it used to be, and I don't know what it's during the pandemic and beyond, but it used to be that the average time that you spend in a house in upstate New York was 13 years. So if we sold a house to somebody 13 years ago, we might get them back today, but chances are they can't even remember the name of the person that sold
them.
Even
that seems short to me.
Well, it probably is, but on average, because we have people that come and go
in
and out of our community.
Yeah, because what we talk about with our customers is you want to remodel it once and do it right.
Right.
So you don't want me back.
Well, sure. That's exactly the last thing you want is to have to call you back 15 times.
803-0930, our interesting discussion with Peter Hunt continues right after this. Well, we're talking about being a business and the marketplace in New York State and the whole industries of real estate and home renovation. And part of your home, of course, is your ductwork system. And it's a vital part of your home in that it carries the heat and the air, air-conditioned air. It is important you breathe clean indoor air. And as we are now in the heating season, Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, and good morning, Peter. It's great to hear. I just able to hear the last couple minutes on some of the rich history of, a great family business and all that. But anyhow, yes, it's certainly that season, and it's, you know, if you haven't done so, a thorough duct cleaning in the past 3 to 5 years, or maybe never, like a lot of people. Time to do that.
Exactly.
And it's a month out. You know, we're booking the second week of November right now, so you don't want to wait too much longer. But what's really key here is what else do we do to improve the air indoors now that people have been through 2 years of COVID? The Healthway medical-grade air purifier 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration, and we prove that with a laser particle counter, which you've seen with your own eyes, mm-hmm. going from a million ultrafine particles down to zero. It's anywhere between a half a million and a million in the average indoor air space, and it takes it right down to zero, and when we put that same counter over a HEPA filter, you might get it down to 100,000, leaving a lot of virus transporting particles on the table and in the air.
Of course, the high capacity dehumidifier, which I'm enjoying at my house as well, Peter.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think we're getting some rains, and they always come. And having a dry basement goes through the upstairs, to dry out your whole house just wonderfully.
683-3000 is the number you're going to dial, and here are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week.
Okay, so we'll start with April air, and that's $250 off from indoor air plus a $100 manufacturer's rebate that expires at the end of this month. So $350 off the amazing April air high capacity dehumidifier. Healthway, new special. There's a portable unit that covers 500 square feet, the compact, and that's $100 off, making it only $449. $300 off the deluxe, that's the 1,200 square foot, and $500 off the whole house unit. Can't say enough about that. Lastly, duct cleaning, you can still save $90 to $150 off, depending on the size of in access and age of your home.
Great discounts, and only you can get them by calling 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier with indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
Gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins, received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to TAG. For over 40 years, TAG Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust TAG for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. TAG offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Gates Vascular Institute is the place for best-in-class cardiac care. Here, as the first hospital in Western New York to offer minimally invasive advanced valve replacement, we've helped 2,500 people find hope for the treatment of heart valve disease. Thousands of our patients live in greater comfort because of cutting-edge therapies pioneered right here by our specialists. Our world-renowned team has worked and innovated to achieve higher success rates than any other hospital in our region. And our cardiac experts are enrolled in numerous research studies to offer new and promising treatment options to keep hearts healthier. Gates Vascular Institute is the place for life-saving cardiac care, and we're ready for the moment you need us. Learn more today at kaleidahealth.org/GVI.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
I'm Joe Lurigo for the Lurigo Law Team. Lurigo Law has been serving clients throughout Western New York for over 48 years. The Lurigo Law Team is a full-service law firm with experience in every area of practice. Whether you're looking for help with wills and estate planning, divorce and family law, criminal matters, bankruptcy, real estate, small civil disputes, or even complex commercial litigation, the Lurigo Law Team has the experience you need. For any of your legal needs in Western New York, give the Lurigo Law Team a call. I'm Joe Lurigo, and with my years of experience, I'm ready to help however I can. I know that when you're looking for a lawyer, experience and personal attention matter. As your lawyer, I pledge to provide you with both. I'm Joe Lurigo with the Lurigo Law Team. We're on your side and in your court.
Joe Lurigo and the Lurigo Law Team, on your side and in your court. 101 Slade Avenue, West Seneca, 824-7200.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, natural light and fresh air is how. There's a simple, affordable way to get both, folks. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. That they're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Stop into Seneca Street, stop into Sheridan Delavan and Sheridan Transit, and tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:55 is Hammer Time, and we've spent the hour with Peter Hunt, and I spent the hour with him in the Hunt Real Estate Show, so we've enjoyed this two-hour discussion. And before the show expires, Peter, we want to make sure that we touch on a very controversial topic, and that is this whole idea of New York State being overtaxed. And while we do believe that to be true, and we think about Florida as a comparison and how there's no income tax in Florida, that's kind of weighed out with some of the other costs of living in Florida.
There's no question about that, and their insurance costs are way different than ours, and different types of insurances that you have to have in Florida that you don't have to have here. But really, what you have to look at as you look at taxes is really the whole issue of affordability when it comes to your services and ours. What it really comes down to is there are a few factors. But let's say you can afford X number of dollars. Pick a number, $1,000 a month, something like that. If more of that $1,000 has to go to taxes, if on that particular property, it's less that you, than you, that mm-hmm. you can afford on the house itself mm-hmm. in terms of principal and interest. Mm-hmm. If interest rates go up, taxes go up, it just means that you can afford less and less and less. And that's precisely what's happening, not just in New York State, but all across the country right now. But taxes take a big, if they take a bigger bite out of that $1,000 of affordability, it's just less of a house you can buy.
Now, when we compare the towns within Western New York, would you say there are towns that do a better job than others in running their governments?
There's no question about that. Some are just plain better at it. The roads are better. The services are better. The schools are better. And I'm not going to say which one is which, because I think that's just a matter of opinion. But the fact of life is that you can see it in how people move and where they move and where they stay. Like you've been in Clarence a long time. Mm-hmm. That's not an accident.
Right.
I mean, you chose that community.
We chose it for the schools.
Sure.
And, you know, and actually the cost is quite good when you compare what our services are. Yeah, we don't have police and we don't have garbage. But we have a wonderful highway department. We have a wonderful park system. And I think we have an efficient government in Clarence.
Well, there's no question about it. It's one considered one of the best towns in all of upstate, for that matter. And we have a few like that. But we have other towns that have had a series of controversial sets of leaders. And as a result, it just becomes less desirable there.
Well, there's no secret, you know, with the properties that border the lake, that for whatever reason, it may be because of the allure of the water or the cost of administering to a town that's right against the lake, that for some reason those towns have a higher tax base.
That's true. And the waterfront properties themselves actually have to carry a larger tax burden than inland properties, just because it is a luxury to live on the water anywhere in the world.
But there's a tremendous cost with that too, as far as the expense of living on the water.
There's no question about it. If you have shoreline erosion everywhere, you have the impact of nature that you don't have half a mile inland. So there's a cost to the homeowner himself, but it's also There's a huge benefit and aesthetically of being on the water.
What about right within the city of Buffalo? How do you think the bang for your buck is tax wise and service wise right in within the city?
Historically, it's been pretty good. The big, I guess, if there is a detriment to the what you pay for and what you receive, the big criticism would be public schools, and that's true of every urban area in the country, unfortunately today. Mainly because you have such a mixed population that you have to serve, and as a result, and the people that can afford not to go to the public schools do so. They go elsewhere, and as a result, unfortunately, the people that can't afford to do that, and the rest of us are responsible for picking up that tab.
Isn't it funny how that is something that boils to the top is probably the number one reason of where you choose to raise your family.
No question about it. The first thing, well, it's like the traditional definition of value in real estate is based on three things: location, location, location. And one of the primary influencers in a positive or good location is the school system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peter, the time has whizzed by, and you know that discussion we had in your show and we continued into mine has certainly been one I think our listenership will have appreciated.
I certainly hope so, Dominic. I really appreciate the time you spent with me earlier, and I think you brought to light some things that, particularly about yourself, that I think our listeners hopefully took to heart.
Yep, and so we'll take our silver spoons and we'll go about our way, right?
Exactly right. We're all handed a lot, Dominic. You and I, we're just here by accident. Accident of birth.
There you go. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, and enjoy the game tomorrow. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The identities of those killed in Thursday's murder-suicide in Newstead and Clarence were released by Sheriff John Garcia.
Deceased are 37-year-old Mary Beth Burgum.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.